So yesterday we began talking about Passover Loman Osoy by Mezuzah. And we pointed out that if somebody would take the molding before it was put on the door and then adhere the mezuzah to it and then put it on the door, that would be a psul of Passover Loman Osoy. Right? And the only question is what that Gemara of Reish Galusa, what that was referring to. But everyone agrees to that halacha because that's the Gemara in Lam Gimel on the base. So anyway, the only question is what was the story on Lam Gimel Amid Aleph? Was it telling me Tassav Lam Anosoy? Who was telling me the din of Heketzir? Now the Rambam has a shita on page 3 in Hilchas Mezuzah. He says Asara Tanoim Yesh Mabayis Mechakeh Hizchayev Hadar Bo Lasos Lo Mezuzah. Whereas the 10 conditions that you need in order to have a chiyuv of mezuzah. You have to have all 10. All 10 conditions have to be made, have to be fulfilled. The Elohim, Elohim downstart there, the Elohim. Sheyebo arba amos al arba amos. It has to be at least four amos by four amos. For Moshe holds that's like 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. And Rav Chaim Noah is like 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches. Something around that. Vishatieno lo shtei mezuzos. You need to have two side posts. Like here. This is a perfect doorway. You have two side posts. A yellow mashko, and you need a top. It's a yellow tikra. You need a ceiling in the room. You load the losos. So the Rambam has a chiddush. And this is the chiddush of the Rambam. That you need doors. That a doorway without a door doesn't require a mezuzah. Wow, that's a big chiddush. We don't do that. Right? You ever go into your own home, you'll see there are plenty of doorways that don't have doors that have mezuzahs. But if you go in the Rambam's home, the Rambam would not have a mezuzah if it was a doorway that didn't have a door. It's potter even be drabon. Yeah? Now, parenthetically, let me tell you something else. What does it mean, shtei mezuzos? So, Torah, this is molding. This is one mezuzah, and this is the other mezuzah. Okay. And let me ask you a question. What if you don't have a separate mold, but it's just a doorway without mold? You have that in your house. I'm sure you do. Okay? Sure you do? So what would you say then? Is that called a mezuzah? Or do you need that separate piece? See? Separate. What would you say?
What? We look at the arch outside.
Which arch?
Outside, two of them, and the middle one.
Where are we talking about?
That's two on the side.
Here? Forget the door part. I want to know from the perspective of... Is that called shtei mezuzos?
No.
What?
Why would it?
We'll assume it has the area.
Same as with us. If there's no actual doorpost, then it's just a wall with a space in the middle.
Right. So what do you have in your house? In Chicago. What do they do?
They have doors and doorposts in Chicago.
And they don't have, you don't have doorways that don't have bolts?
In my house.
In your house.
All the doors and doorways.
All the doors have
doorposts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And in Washington Heights?
No.
And you have a mezuzah there?
Yeah.
Even though there's no shtei mezuzahs, you say.
Then
she teaches the Rambam. Saying you're not following the Rambam. Is that what you're telling me? You could say it.
I suppose not.
What do you say? Yes. Yeah, so there is. Look, let me tell you like this. There is a ritva in Erevin. I have this. I should have put this in my sefer in Erevin. There's a ritva in Erevin that says that you need mamish this. The lintels, the mold. If you don't have a mold, then even if you don't hold like the Rambam, that you need a door, but you still need shtei mezuzahs. So if you don't have the molding, you don't have shtei mezuzahs. But the bit of the olam is not that way. The bit of the olam is that if there's a doorway, that's called shtei mezuzahs. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky claims that he thinks even the ritual would agree to that. That, in other words, the idea of the lintel, of the molding, is just so it should look like a door. But if it's clear that this is a door, because there's a... So that's like shtei mezuzahs. So the Rambam means...
If it would look like there's a door, why would it need the door also if you have the mold?
So maybe the Rambam left. Holds you need the actual molding.
Why didn't? So I'm saying maybe you wouldn't need molding if you have the door also. Meaning if the whole
point
is to have a
door. Okay. You mean what if you have a door
without the molding?
There's Rashi and Rambam that he counts that as two separate conditions. Yeah. Now, in most people's homes, they have like archways. None of these archways of today have a mold. That's usually what an archway is. It's just an archway that doesn't have the, you know, the middle of it is go through. So that's what most people do. You know, the door thing, that you need a door, that's the Rambam finish. That's the Rambam finish. But the mold, but the fact that you need shtei mezuzahs, that everyone agrees. The only question is, does shtei mezuzahs mean that you need a molding, or is the shtei mezuzahs...
Do you need either a door or a molding, or what if you have neither?
So Rav Chaim Kanievsky would say, whenever it looks like a door, you have to have shtei mezuzahs.
So if I just have like a square,
a square
wall,
right.
Then
you
need a
door. Yes, no. Yes.
Why? Well, you need a molding which looks like
no, because the square looks like a door. What do you think this is? This is a square also.
But it has the molding.
It has the molding. So let me ask you a question, right. If it didn't have the molding, you wouldn't think that's a door?
But I'm asking what he's
saying,
not
what I think. What?
I'm
asking what he's saying. But who's saying? Yeah, we'll have to see it inside to really see what he's saying. I didn't put it in the packet. Okay, so you can look it up. He wrote a statement on... the Sechta Mezuzah. You know the Sechta Mezuzah? That was one of the Sechta Tadis. So I was told by different people who, at least I quoted my statement, that Rav Soloveitchik, in his home, he didn't put any mezuzah unless there was a molding. So that's not the bit of the oil. Okay? But that would save you a lot of mezuzahs. I don't know if he just followed, you know. You see, usually, in a lot of doorways that have moldings, usually have a door. It usually goes hard to hug together, usually. Like, the ones that don't have moldings usually don't have doors either. Right? No, I think that usually works out that way. So the Maisa, if he didn't have a molding, he didn't put up a mezuzah. But most people follow that they'll put up a mezuzah as long as it's make a door. But it has to be a door. Like say for example, there's a big discussion. What if there's no? You see, what if you have the door as the shape of a ches? So nothing is coming out. Like the shape of a ches, you go into a room. The room is the shape of a ches. So there's nothing coming in. On the end of the ches, there's nothing jutting out. A ches doesn't jut out. People know what I'm talking about? I will illustrate. I am an artist. Here's a ches. And you walk in here. Okay. Nothing is jutting out.
Where are you walking in from?
From here. I can't go through the door, through the wall. I haven't yet. They say some Hasidic rabbis can go through walls, but I can't go through the wall. As opposed to this picture. See this picture, look above that. Something is jutting out. So there's a big machlokes whether is there a mezuzah in the echas? But this case, things are jutting out. In this case, there's nothing jutting into the... So this is... No, the glove face measures is... the glove face measures is a very... On the side of the bathroom.
Right.
So they just have a mezuzah in the middle of the wall. Right. Nothing jutting out. There's nothing jutting out. It's the middle of the wall. So there's a sign that there's nothing jutting out. It's in the middle of the wall. Right. There's doors in the middle of the wall. There's nothing jutting out. There's a mezuzah there. So that was very peculiar. You know what I'm going
with?
It's the side by the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing jutting out. There's just a wall, and then they have these glass doors. But there's nothing jutting out. So you have blossos without a mezuzah. So the part is, it's not high, the mezuzah. So they have a mezuzah there. So it's,
well, there's no parchment in the case.
I don't know, is that true?
Somebody said.
I don't know.
Someone donated.
Right, how about the other, by the glass door? There's like a wood, and then there's like a window or whatever.
On the other side.
On the other side, yeah.
So the other side is one going out. The other side is like this.
I would
have
one going out.
That's the
exit.
On the right side.
Yeah.
There's something coming out. On the other side, there's something coming out of either side.
What if there's
no mashup?
There's just two.
Yeah, there's no mashup. Rabbi says also. There's no mashup. You know, see, sometimes you have doorways that the side posters go to the ceiling, and there's no drop. So the poshita is you don't have to put a mezuzah there either, because there's no mashkot, and that's one of the Rambam's requirements. Yeah. The pavilions. Marashah, they have pavilions. Pavilions. They daven. They like to daven in the pavilions on Friday night, Shabbos mincha. Right? They daven in the pavilions. Yeah, what do you think? But that itself is, you just have two, you have two poles there.
There's
a mashkel.
Yeah.
Oh, so the chiddush of the Rambam, is that if there's no door, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. So let me ask you a question. According to the Rambam, if you would put up a mezuzah before you put up the door. Sometimes you have a doorway, you put up the mezuzah and you put up the doors later. Can you put up the... Would it be possible of an offer?
Yeah. But then not here.
Right. So, someone learned, the Rush points out, that that's another pshat of Holy Dash generation. That the Rashi learned that you have to put a rod the door. Shosus learned you have to put rod the Hecker's here. The Rambam learned the third way. Holy Dash generation means what? Put up the door. So this way it will be tight. Now you have to put up the door. Before you put up the door, there's what? Before you put up a door, there's no chiyuv. That's the third shot. And let me ask you a question. If you would put up the door, the mezuzah, before you... Say the molding is there, but the door is not there yet. And now you put up the mezuzah, and then you put up the door later. Good or no good? Good or no good, what? You think it's good, why?
You were by it beforehand, but it's still not coming, it's not as
long. Why? Is it Tatsav Lominosa? That's the question. You think it's not? You think it's good?
You learned Tatsav Lominosa from the secular, which is only talking about
close. So you think, but Lamaisa it's not Chayiv, like Rav Hess just said. It's not Chayiv yet. So why is it a Tatsav Lominosa? But it's not chayiv yet until you put up the door. Look, you can fight with me. Don't be intimidated by me. So who says it's tasav el men osoy? Which rabbinic authority says that it's tasav el men osoy, according to the Rambam, if you put up the mezuzah before the what? Who is the rabbinic authority? What? Levush. And what sefer? The Teret Zahav. So let's see. What page is that? Page what?
Eight?
Yeah. Levush. Levush was written by Reb Mordechai Yaffe. The sefer officially is called a Teret Zahav, and it's quoted by a lot of times the Shach quotes it, and he quotes it as Ataz Ayin Tezayin. Look on page 9, with the Shach and Chaf Hey, the first word on the line Ataz. So people think, oh, it's Ataz. No, it's not the Taz. It's the Teret Zahav. It's the Levush, and the Levush writes. Look on first word lines behind glossos. Ficha kolzman she'imad glossos ene chayav b'mezuzah. Vim kova parshas mezuzah al mezuzah kodem plias hadelas. If you put the mezuzah on before the delas, lo yotze yidei chovoso. Afal pi shetola hadelas achakach. And even though you're going to put what? The door later. The have tasev lo bina osui. Bipsulzo, it's katasiv alomina osoi. You see that? So that's Levush. And the Shach quotes this Levush on page 9 in the packet. Chofei. Zim kova kodim plias adelis lo yotzi de chavaso, shenose in adelis acharkach. Right? Davatasiv alomina osoi, akal loshon ataz. So who argues with the Levush? Who argues with Levush? Rav Yaakov Milisa. What? take the mezuzah off.
I
mean, you put the mezuzah on before the door.
Right.
So now take the mezuzah off and put it back on. Do you make a bracha? Pashtus is, if it was no good, then you have to make a bracha. Now, who disagrees? So take a look. Page 11 and 12. There's a sefer called the Derech HaChaim. Who's the Derech HaChaim? Rav Yaakov Milisa. What was the most famous thing he wrote? He wrote the Chavos Das, right? What else? The Deceivus. The Deceivus on the Choshen Mishpat. So he wrote a Siddur called the Derech HaChaim Siddur. So one day someone woke up and said, you know what? We don't really need his Siddur. We have Art Scroll. We have all these Siddur. What do we need? What do we need to see the Siddur? We need his Modim Drabbanan. We need his Adon Olam. His Chiddush is that on the Siddur he wrote Piskei Dinim on every, you know, in the Siddur. So he says, that's what we need. So forget the Siddur. Just put a Sefer out with his Piskei Dinim. So that became the trend. To put out the Derech HaChaim Siddur, leave out the Siddur. We know the Siddur. You can get your own Siddur wherever, you know, wherever you want to get your Siddur from. And then just put out a Sefer that has the Psukim of Rav Yaakov Lisa. And when you need to daven, you'll daven, you know, you don't need him for davening. So look what he says. So he also, well, you see, I let me correct myself, because really, he also holds that it's no good. He also holds it's no good if you put it up beforehand. The only thing he says is, he also holds it's no good. So it's not true that he's arguing with the Shah, with the Lavush. I'll tell you, so you don't have an ally yet. You don't have an ally, Jesse. Not yet. But his Chiddush is, literally, bottom line, on page 11. The Avodah Zarah, but what happens if what happens like this? You put up the door, then the mezuzah, but then you took down the door for some reason. And now you want to put back the door up again. You have to now put up the mezuzah again. That's the question. So if you put it up before the door, for sure. So he says, for sure, you have to take it down. Right? But if you don't, but what if the door was up first, and then the mezuzah, and then you took off the door, and now you put back the door, you have to now take off the mezuzah. So he says, literally, the Avodah Zarah posuk shel Rabbi Shein Delos Potur b'mezuzah. Now, page 12. He says, you don't have to put the mezuzah back on. Why? You know what it's similar to? Like schach. What do we say? What's the halacha? If you made your sukkah, and then you put the roof on, the shlak, and then so the time that you made the sukkah, it was good. Then you took you put the shlak on. Now it's no good. So we said everyone agrees in that case that you don't have to, you just remove the shlak. In other words, any time a person puts the shlak on his sukkah, we don't say, oh, now you have to re-put this. So the Derech HaChaim also holds like the Lavush. He just says, but in the case where you put it on originally behechsher, you don't have to take it back. You don't have to put it on again. In other words, so one second. So who's Jesse's ally? Who is it? You know who his ally is? And we'll see that we're not going to have time now to fully read it, but the Nezer HaKodesh on page 6 from Moshe Rosen. So Moshe Rosen was a big Rav where? Where was it? Brownsville or something like that? In that area. That was a big Jewish community. My parents grew up nearby in East New York. You probably never heard of East New York. East New York was a very big Jewish community. Now, I tell you, there's no one left in the Jewish community there. My father always speaks about it, so we made a deal. He's going to take me, we're going to go see it. So we went, with one condition, we won't get out of the car, and we'll just drive around. And he showed me all the shuls that he davened in as a child. They're all churches today, because there's no clientele for the big buildings. So what are they going to become? They can become churches. That's what happened. So Moshe Rosen was in Brownsville nearby, the neighborhood, I believe. He was in Brownsville, East New York, those communities there. So he's going to say what Jesse said. We're not going to do it now, but it's on page 6 and 7. So I want you to look at that tomorrow. And Bez Hashem, when we start share tomorrow, we'll get your ally. Because he's going to say that maybe even the Rambam would be moda that it's not Tassav Eliminasi. But we have to see what's the svar. Because Lachora, like that, Rabbi Hess said, that if you put it up before the door, according to the Rambam, there's no chiv yet. So then what's the pshat? So we're going to explain very well. We're going to, hopefully in the end, we'll make you come out. But we're taking on big people. We're taking on the Lavush, and the Shach quotes the Lavush. So we're going to have to take on big people. I mean, Rabbi Moshe Rosen was very big wrong. He wasn't the Shach. But he still was okay. Okay, so we'll continue tomorrow.